Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks.
So at the most recent Perry School Board meeting, the fiscal year 2022 budget hearing was held. Can you just talk a little bit about what this budget looks like and some positives that are going to be coming into the next year?
Well, each year we, at every school, there's a budget, and so it goes through its different stages as far as hearings and that kind of thing. So the biggest thing that people want to know, I think, is what's going to happen to our taxes. So we've reduced the taxes 57 cents, so it's down to $19.98 per $1,000 of valuation. So that's a big positive because we always want to try to have our school district be efficient and yet provide tremendous services. So I think we're striking a balance between that.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of impact might that make moving into the next, you know, fiscal year?
Going into next year, we're going to be solid and we'll be able to maintain the current staff that we're using right now, and we're going to be looking good.
Now, the Perry School District is amidst some various construction projects. Can you just talk a little bit about where the Jim Kaufman track renovation is currently at? Because I know at the last meeting, there was an idea to accept and award a bid for that project. Can you just talk a little bit about where you guys are at with that?
Well, it is completed as far as accepting and awarding a bid for the track reconstruction that will begin first part of June, and they'll be literally digging up the track. They're going to go down a good amount of depth and getting a good solid base. And one of the things that the board also voted for was to have some concrete involved in that base, so that hope that this track will last, you know, another 30 years. And there's always going to be a little bit of maintenance to that every 6 to 7 years, putting another final touch of polyurethane, but that will not be a reconstruction of any kind. So our goal is to have a good solid track for the people in the future that will be using that. And the construction starts first part of June, should be done by time school starts is the goal. And we're very excited about that, to have a great track and people can use, not only students for track, but then we have our community that uses it to walk on or run on.
Now, what are the hopes for after this track renovation is complete for Perry's ability to host track meets?
We'll be able to host track meets. It's going to be a six-lane track still. So we will host the track meets that we have done in the past. And we just hope that our kids can run faster than anybody else on this beautiful track.
Now, the middle school is moving for the time being as the middle school is being renovated. Can you just talk about where that move currently is? And I know the board had a meeting last week to talk about the interior renovation project. So can you just talk a little bit about where the move is and how that meeting went last week?
You bet. Well, we are in the midst of moving this week. So a lot of the preparation by every middle school student and basically every high school student to a certain degree will be affected. But all the middle school students and staff are getting their boxes filled, getting those marked, and they will actually be carrying things down their desks and materials and that kind of thing on Thursday and Friday of this week. Next week, we have a company by the name of Smooth Movers that will be taking all of the packed boxes, shelves, all of those things, and that will be taken into the middle school gym. The gym floor will be prepared by our maintenance staff on Thursday and Friday, and next week, Smooth Movers will get everything cleaned out so that the asbestos removal can begin the first part of May.
Now, in reference, there was a school board meeting last Friday to talk about the plans and approve the specifications, form of contract, and the estimated total cost for this interior renovation. Can you just talk a little bit about how that meeting went and, you know, what was discussed?
Yes. So there was a hearing to see if there were any concerns by the public, and there were not. And then yesterday, which would have been the 19th of April, we had bid openings. And then this coming Friday, the 23rd, we will be approving and awarding a contract to a general contractor. And so that's the exciting news that we have right there. So we did get number of bids, and we just need to vet those out, get those approved by the board on Friday, and then Hopefully that contractor can have about a week or two before they get themselves organized, and then the reconstruction, or I should say the construction and renovation, will begin for the Perry Middle School.
Now, as the school year comes to a close for this year, and you guys approved the April Return to Learn plan, and there wasn't really any changes, you know, what can people expect come August, and we're moving into the new school year, as it relates to our Return to Learn plan?
Well, at this time, nobody knows what it's going to be like in August, but we're planning to return to school full time. So we'll be having full days of classes, because right now we're getting out about an hour and a half early so that we can meet the needs of online learners. So everybody needs to be getting mentally prepared for the start of the year in August 23rd. And we are, at this time, we are looking to have full days, and everybody at the buildings are on-site learning is what we call it. Also, we will have an online presence for those that are medically exempt. There could be another exception or two along the way, but what we found is most of the online people have come back, but there's still some situations that we want to be cognizant of, and that we want to try to meet the needs of those kids too. So full days, full go for on-site learning. There will be an online presence for those people that are medically exempt.
And that was our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.